Now, you see, I wasn't being clever to try to overcome them. I wasn't trying to trick them to close this conversation. I simply want them to understand. I want to honor their relationship with whoever they currently have. I just simply want to see if they're open. And that's one of the key words that I've got documented in the program is the word open. I didn't say, are you interested, did I? And I didn't say, do you want to explore, did I? Because why? Why do I not use those words?
That's just easier.
Because those are words that trigger the impression of what?
Yeah, a salesperson.
Selling. Salespeople, negative stereotype, what we all run away from as quickly as possible. It's the languaging that's the power of unlock the game. Not don't pressure people. That doesn't help. You have to know what to say instead. And that's what's unique about unlock the game.
And the word open's great, too, because who wants to be closed? No one wants to admit they're closed about something. Of course, we're always open to new ideas and open to options, so that's a wonderful
thing. That's right. All you want to do is have a conversation with them, not persuade them to buy what you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to get to what? The truth. And you can't get to the truth unless you have an honest, open conversation. And you can't get there unless you know how to diffuse the pressure. And that's why this whole pressure issue is the link that no one has ever talked about before and be able to articulate how to actually remove.
Let's go back to the price example for one, because I didn't feel like we kind of completed that, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
That
we'll go back
was
to that.
A big issue for me. I know it's a big issue for a lot of my clients when they're marketing themselves. So
sure.
You suggested if someone says to me, you know, Allie, well, geez, your consulting fee, that seems really high. I say, yes, it can be perceived as high, correct?
Well, the languaging is, and by the way, I want to make a point about this. I'm not providing scripts for people.
Mm-hmm.
This is not selling scripts. These are phrases and words for you to put into your own words, right? Because it's the last thing I want to do is ever offer a script, which is artificial and another bad myth from the old gurus. Scripting is bad. We all know that. I want to provide you with some languaging. It's a phrase that you put in your own words. So this is what I would say. You can say it as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things here. One is the wording, one is delivery, right? So I'm going to say, if someone says to me, Ari, your fee is too high, I'm going to say, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It can be perceived as high. And it is perceived as high, especially for people who have yet experienced the Unlock the Game material. So I understand exactly what that perception is. Can we talk a little bit about what exactly the issues are you're trying to solve? We both can determine together if there's a fit here or not, so you can decide what you want to do. So not only am I having languaging here to lower the pressure and level the playing field, but also my delivery, as you notice, is not aggressive. There's no hunger in my voice. It's just natural communication, because the reason why there's no hunger is I'm not going for the sale right now. What am I trying to achieve?
You're just opening the communication.
Open the conversation.
Yeah.
And that is the goal of selling, to open the conversation, not to bring it to a close. And that's why this is so profound, because it challenges the whole notion of traditional selling in that way. Does that help?
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you. All right, that was myth number 4.